Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking again at some of the things that happen in life and how we might be able to better navigate the adversity that we're so often likely to encounter and stay safe ourselves and continue to live the life that we would like to live in an unpredictable and uncontrollable world. So that's the first thing that I would like to talk about, that unfortunately we live in a world that isn't always up to date with our goals and our plans and has its own agenda, and by virtue of that can actually be quite unpredictable, and so much of our lives can be outside of our control, which means that the focus and the onus is on us to look at our own responses. And my first question for everyone this week would be, even in an unpredictable and uncontrollable world, does it mean that we have to be ill-prepared? And I would suggest that it doesn't, because our past encounters when things have not worked really well, our past experiences with adversity may actually be a really, really good indicator and a really, really good opportunity to have a look at how we might be able to cope and deal with future and likely adversity in the future. Take a second to have a quick think about an experience where you have actually encountered some adversity in your life, and reconnect with how it actually felt to go through that. Were you shocked? Were you saddened? Were you grieved? Were you really, really afraid? And think about your emotional response to that situation. Then ask yourself, what is it that you did to cope with that? What were the activities? Was there a change in how you thought? Was there something someone said or suggested? Was there some support? Was there a new perspective that helped you to get through that? Was there some lifestyle factors that helped you to weather that storm? And consider what worked well and what worked less so, because something that worked well in the past is likely to work again, and something that didn't work as well is a perfect opportunity to be able to fine-tune that way of coping and be able to use that in the future. Ask yourself, who supported you at this time in your life? Are you still in contact with those people? Do you still have a wide variety of social support? And if so, you can kind of ensure that resilient buffer of people are still around you, and, you know, just in case something happens. What did you learn, if anything, about yourself? Are you actually stronger or wiser as a result of the fact that you encountered adversity? And if so, how can you use this to your advantage? What can you put in your toolbox of life, which is actually going to be really, really useful and may be really useful for the people around you as well? What things do you currently have in your life which are actually protective factors? Are they safe people, safe places, and those all-important activities for well-being? And by doing so and having a quick consideration of risk and stress and difficulty in life, we can actually start to plan, just like an emergency plan for a bushfire, how we might actually deal with difficulties if they arise in the future. So, dealing with the storms of life. Be your own meteorologist this week with Mind Games.